Well, what you need is a weekend in Las Vegas.
We go out on the lake almost every weekend.
Couldn't wait for this weekend.
I'll see you after the weekend.
Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's the same thing.
So, no big plans tonight?
I got plans. Big plans.
3, 2, 1,
the most anticipated hour of the day is here. Welcome to Upstate Live with Joey Hudson, your source for the big trending topics and the stories that are about to fall through the cracks, combined with great guests and freewheeling audience participation. Buckle up, it could get rough. It's Upstate Live on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
More fallout from the release yesterday of the Inspector General's report, appearing on Fox News' special report. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy was asked by Brett Baer for his response to the 500-plus page report, and the 4th District Congressman called it a bitterly disappointing report.
Just what a dark day it is for the FBI and the DOJ, two institutions our country desperately needs. We desperately have to be able to have confidence in them. And this level of bias and animus, not only did he want to stop the Trump campaign, he wanted to stop the Trump presidency. This
You're
is an FBI.
Peter Strzok,
the FBI agent who was on Hillary Clinton's investigation and arguably the lead Russia investigator, not only wanted to stop his campaign, but once he won, got on the Mueller probe because he wanted to impeach him. That is a level of animus and bias that everyone should reject. And Chris Wray, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Chris, there are consequences. The consequences are that your fellow citizens question whether or not they can have confidence in the world's premier law enforcement agency. And that's coming from somebody who's defended him a lot throughout his career. This was a bitterly disappointing report.
This morning, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, appearing on CNN, got a little testy with host Kate Bolden when he told her, if you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I don't give a S. Can't say that word on the radio. The senator spokesman, Kevin Bishop, said, Graham calls him like he sees him. He doesn't pull punches. That's what you saw today. That's who he is. And it was quite obvious that Ms. Bolden was trying to bait Senator Graham when she was asking him if President Trump had jumped the gun a bit to celebrate a victory after seeing the IG's findings yesterday. Senator Graham was very clear that he wants to hear from Michael Horowitz why he came to the conclusion that there is no bias, and went on to say that most people will not trust the institutions going forward because of their actions here, saying that this gives a face to what the senator called the deep state, how the deep state looks.
But from what you've seen in the report, the evidence that they laid out, bad actors, people did bad things, Comey messed up, Peter Strzok definitely messed up, but that they didn't see bias in the overall conclusion.
I'm going to ask him why he concluded that and see what he has to say.
So the president maybe, was the president jumping the gun and concluding it?
I think the president looked at this report and said, what more do you need to show bias? And I'm in a different lane here. I'm in a different business. My job is to provide oversight Department of Justice. I respect Mr. Horowitz. Let him explain to us why he reached that conclusion, and we'll see what happens.
The jump the president made, they played the sound that it exonerates him, that it shows no conclusion and no obstruction, you say?
Well, here's what I think most people will take from this, particularly the Republicans, to be honest with you, that the institutions investigating President Trump took a real blow here. Now, there's nothing in this report about whether or not he colluded with the Russians. He's denied that he has. I haven't seen any evidence of collusion. But that
there's nothing in the report that even gets that.
That's right. That's not what the report's about. But the people that were showing bias against the president also were part of the initial Russian investigation. But you'll be kidding yourself if you think this doesn't do a lot of damage to the institutions that are now looking at the president. This gives a face to many of what the deep state looks like.
877-235-9405. Your call, your opinion, your insight. Can't get through on our talk lines today, you can always text me a message on the Zero Rest text line, 877-235-9405. Glad to have you along on this Friday. As you know, we all head back to the polls on June the 26th for the runoff in the 4th District Congressional race. And the person who received the most votes among the 13 names, there was a small herd there in the GOP primary, was former State Senator Lee Bright. A lifelong resident of Spartanburg, Lee Bright is married with two children. He operates a logistics company as well as an independent insurance agency. He's a member of Roebuck Baptist Church, and he represented Senate District 12 in Spartanburg for 8 years. On Tuesday, upon learning that he was definitely in the runoff, Senator Bright had this to say about his potential runoff opponent.
We're just looking forward to getting started tomorrow, looking hopeful we'll have the results here before too much longer, and we're looking forward to the race. I mean, obviously, you know, we feel like that Timmons has got a lot of Lindsey Graham's ideas, and he's been a supporter of Lindsey Graham in the past. And, of course, Dan has been heavy with the establishment. So I think it's the contrast we're looking for.
On the 94.5 WGTK guest line with me today, Senator Lee Bright. Welcome in, Senator.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
We learned just this afternoon after the recount that Senator William Timmons will definitely be the other name on the ballot on June the 26th. Did this slight delay in knowing this for sure affect how you campaigned this week at all?
Well, we were pretty confident that was going to be the result. So we've moved forward and been reaching out to voters and supporters and trying to build that critical mass that will be necessary to win on the 26th.
You picked up some support of some of your former opponents this week. James Epley, for one, Stephen Brown, Dan Albert, Barry Bell. Is this a simple math equation? Is it just a matter of trying to build that coalition of these former candidates with the expectation that their votes follow them over to you?
Well, it's absolutely been a establishment versus conservative type ballot, and there were so many conservatives in the race that I hope they would all coalesce and we can have a vote on the 26th. I mean, it's a pretty good contrast. It's something that we're looking at debating over the next 2 weeks. I think that folks would like to have someone that's going to be, you know, probably a member of the Freedom Caucus. You know, they have to invite you, but I think they will, and I plan on joining and hope to get a conservative speaker and move the ball forward for conservatives. I mean, we have folks, we have these campaigns, and everybody's a conservative up until they go to Washington. And if you look, you know, I would say the majority of the districts in the country plan to send conservatives, but we don't get that result.
Funny how that changes, is it not, when they get to Washington? What do you think causes that?
It's the same thing as Columbia. I mean, you get ostracized by the establishment. You get down there, and basically you don't quite have as many friends in those capitals if you don't go along to get along. And you push back, and they come after you. And I mean, that, you know, I face that. You know, true conservatives face that. I mean, it's if you're going to hold on to your principles, you're going to be in some tough scrapes.
You probably heard the audio clip there while you were on hold as we were leading into the first part of the show here of Congressman Gowdy's response to the Inspector General's report released just yesterday. What's your response if elected? Because, hey, look, Senator Bright, this is a mess. And it's probably still going to be there if, in fact, you are elected when you go up there next year. What do you do? What's the answer?
Well, we're going to have to push back. I mean, the FBI needs to be held accountable. And, of course, this report gives us a blueprint and know what to go after. And these people have to be dealt with, and there have to be consequences for actions. And, you know, it's troubling. We all know, you know, what kind of person Obama was, and he's got his tentacles still in the Justice Department and still in a lot of places in the bureaucracies in Washington. And we're going to have to go up there and try to find, you know, folks that aren't doing their jobs, doing things that are wrong, you know, need to be removed. So it's going to be I believe there's a big fight. And I think that's why it's so important that we send a fighter up to Washington, somebody that you know, a lot of folks, the media, I never had a lot of friends in the mainstream media, and you know, I authored the largest audit in the history of the DOT and just had all kind of problems with the DOT. And, of course, you have to hold people accountable. And the bureaucracies are so hard to deal with that you just have to continue to fight. But you've got to have numbers. And that's the problem we got in Columbia as well as the problem we got in Washington. It's true conservative fighters that are going to push the agenda.
Yep. With me today, Senator Lee Bright, who will be on the June 26th GOP primary ballot for the 4th District Congressional race. You're going to have a chance on Monday to see Senator Bright along with Senator William Timmons at the 4th District Congressional debate over at the Hilton on Orchard Park Drive. If you would like to attend, if you'd like to ask some questions on Monday, just text the keyword debate to 877-235-9405. It is free, but you do need to register. First Monday, the Greenville County Republican Party, the South Carolina Republican Party, they tell me there's still a few more seats left. So text the keyword debate if you'd like to see Senator Lee Bright along with Senator William Timmons on Monday. Senator Bright, hope you can stay with us for a few minutes. Love to continue the conversation here. Back in a moment with more questions for Senator Lee Bright here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
Free Speech Friday. Whatever's on your mind, we listen. And it's cheaper than therapy. Upstate Live on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
Be sure and visit our website, 94.5theanswer.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Talk945. And if you haven't already downloaded our mobile app, just text the keyword iPhone or Android to our Zero Res text line, 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a quick link so that you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world. Speaking of our Zero Res text line, getting lots of text messages on the debate for Monday. If you'd like to come, it's at the Hilton in Greenville, starting at 6:30. I'll be doing the show there starting at 5. Just text the keyword debate. It's free, but you do need to register. Just text the keyword debate to 877-235-9405, and you'll have a chance to hear Senator Lee Bright, who's on with me today, and Senator William Timmons. Lee, you got to be kind of tired of answering all these questions, because I'll bet you're getting the same ones over and over. I feel like I'm asking the same ones. But let me tell you, my friend, why it's so important. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with a lady who is fairly intelligent on the issues. And I'm talking with her about the runoffs, and she kind of looks at me with this blank look, and she says, you know, I've really got to do some educating myself here, because I'm not quite sure who I'm going to vote for. And I said, well, who did you vote for before, you know? And it was kind of like she thought it was a whole different animal on June the 26th. Are you getting that? Are you finding that you're having to just re-educate the voters?
Well, you know, there are a lot of folks that maybe were more focused on the governor's race. I will tell you a little anecdotal story. I was at one of the polls, and a gentleman walked up and said, yeah, you know, he was there to vote for a certain candidate for governor. And then he said, I don't know what to do about this congressional race. And I talked to him a little bit, and he goes, I'll vote for you because you were out here. So, I mean, there are a lot of folks that,
the problem with that is Lee Bright can't be everywhere at the same
time.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. But that just shows to your point, there are a lot of folks that may not be paying as close to one race as they are the other. So, you know, that may be the case there.
Well, you know, you're out on the campaign trail every day. I'm on the radio talking every day, and I guess maybe we just assume that everybody is kind of tuned in like we are, but that's not the case. And that's why forums like the one coming up on Monday, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there on Monday down at the Hilton, sponsored by the Greenville County Republican Party, the South Carolina Republican Party, first Monday. Lee, I'm told today that we're over 400 people who have registered to come. That they've actually had to open up another section of the room there at the Hilton because everybody is so interested in seeing you and Senator William Timmons.
Well, that's good. It's good to have people involved and engaged. That's for sure. I mean, it's the more people that pay attention, the better result we have.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the issues that are facing our country and some of the issues that will be facing you if the voters of the 4th District decide to send you to the Congress. Health care. What an issue. It's a tough one. What's the answer?
Well, it's definitely not what we have now. I mean, I was one of the folks in the Senate that fought with, you know, Bill Chumley, fought in the House to try to get Obamacare out of the state. We had a real chance, but the chamber came in and some other groups came in and fought us on it. We were unsuccessful, but we were very close. They got the bill through the House, and we were just a few votes shy in the Senate. But that is a disaster. I mean, this one size fits all is a disaster. You know, selling across state lines is something, you know, on health insurance that would be good. I mean, there are a lot of things that we can do, but the bottom line is, you know, we used to have doctors and patients, and now you've got so many people in the equation. So there are a lot of things that are market-based that we can do, but having the federal government, you know, push us towards a single-payer system is an absolute disaster, and that's something Obama pushed for, and I'm just so thankful that we have President Trump in the White House now and not Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton would have continued the disastrous policies of Obama. So I am so thankful every day that we've got Donald Trump in there. And I think we'll come with some solutions. And it's not a simple problem that'll take a simple solution. But the bottom line is what Obama, you know, tried to accomplish was very destructive.
Yep. Lee Bright with me today. You know, one of the key issues that we have seen across the country, something you just mentioned, you mentioned President Donald Trump. You know, the American people, Lee, they want to elect people to go to Congress to support the president that they elected. Mark Sanford felt this firsthand in the 1st Congressional District earlier this week. Congressman Lee Bright, you're elected. You're in Washington. How do you support the president?
Well, his agenda has been spot on, I believe. I mean, when you look at the tax cuts, I think that was a wonderful thing. What he's trying to do on immigration, I mean, we do need to build a wall. We do need to be a country of laws and protect our borders. And the problem is that you've got, even today in Congress, you've got these folks that are trying to cram through this immigration bill. And I'm going to support the president. I hope that we can get the wall built. I hope we can secure our borders. I believe we can. We've just got to have the numbers in the Congress to make it happen. And I'm excited. I think the president's done a great job with North Korea. I think that we're going to get some good results out of that. So, I mean, I think we've got a real leader in the White House. He's just got to have some help in Congress. I've been supportive of the president. I saw some of the comments where Senator Timmons made some comments about the president that were negative. But I'm looking forward to working with the president. You know, I have been, just from policy difference. You got to remember, I'm the guy in 2014 that challenged Lindsey Graham. You know, there were seven candidates in that race, and I was in second place. But Senator Timmons, you know, gave $1,000 to Lindsey Graham. So there's some steep policy differences. You know, I voted against every budget when I was in the Senate, filibustered several. Planned Parenthood was one of the primary reasons I voted against those budgets because of that funding. And Senator Timmons has voted for those budgets. So from a contrast standpoint, I think it's something that voters will have a very clear choice. And I want you to think, Joey, how often do you have a candidate that runs for office that you know will do what he says?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like we talked a minute ago, Lee Bright, that so often, and I've seen it over and over. Over the years, I've been involved to various degrees in various political campaigns, and I've seen men and women that I've supported. They get to Congress, they get to Columbia, and they change. It's like I don't even know them anymore.
Oh, it is. It's so much pressure. I mean, you know, you get in and it's like you're a part of the club and everybody's nice to you. And the next thing you know, you don't go along to get along and you're ostracized. And, you know, it's like the old quote goes, and I've heard it attributed to more than one president. And that is, if, you know, you want a friend in Washington, get a dog.
Yep. So, exactly. Exactly.
I plan on joining the Freedom Caucus, you know, and I think that those guys are on the right direction. So, I mean, there are some conservatives up there. You're not going to be, I won't be by myself. There are some true conservatives up there. They are outnumbered, but I want to add to their numbers.
One final quick question here when it comes to money and the federal government. Lee Bright, it's like the federal government is addicted to spending. How do we intervene? Well, what's the intervention look like?
But you've got to have, basically, you've got to have folks in Congress that are going to fight and push back. I mean, just like I said, I filibuster budgets in the state Senate. I never voted for those budgets. I mean, you've got to have some folks that understand how hard it is for taxpayers. I mean, nobody worries about the taxpayers. They worry about the bureaucracies having enough money. And only in Washington is a decrease in the increase considered a cut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we've just got to get the spending under control. I mean, there's a correlation. And the government's got plenty of money. What they need to do is spend it wisely and spend less of it.
And that's the key, is spending it wisely, because you're right. There's plenty of money there. We got to make some tough decisions. We got to make some decisions. There's some things that are going to have to be cut. There's some programs that are going to have to be eliminated. And it's just hard to do, but we got to elect people to go to Congress who will make those tough decisions. Senator Lee Bright, appreciate you being with me. Look forward to seeing you on Monday as we have our forum there at the Hilton. And again, over 400 people ought to register. So if you'd like to come join us, just text the keyword debate to 877-235-9405, and we'll be able to get you in there. Appreciate you being with us, Senator Lee Bright.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I appreciate the job you do.
Sure thing. Take care. 877-235-9405. The lines are loaded. We'll get back to those here in just a minute. Your comments are welcome on the Zero Res text line as well. Again, text the keyword debate to 877-235-9405 if you'd like to be in the audience on Monday to talk with Senator Lee Bright and Senator William Timmons. Let's get you the answer on news with Paul Lindsay.